Hey friends, it's Sarah Rittendale. When I decided to act against all the toxic thoughts and feelings I was living with daily and try to become my best self, I quickly fell into the very common trap of perfectionism. So, I decided to create a space where wellness doesn't mean being flawless. Becoming the best version of yourself doesn't just come from conversations about managing your mean mind, learning confidence, and always doing the things that you're supposed to do. Here, we talk about how normal your toxic feelings and thoughts are, that you're not doing something wrong because you don't always feel, think, or act how you envision your best self to, how to implement self-improvement strategies in a realistic way, and we do this through a variety of topics that often prompt our best selves to crave emergence. My mission? Inspire you to recognize that you don't have to be perfect to consider yourself whole, healthy, and well. This is the Well-ish Podcast. Welcome to day 14 of the 28 days of self-love. Yesterday, we talked about gaining confidence through action. Essentially, that confidence is a feeling just like any other emotion that you have, and you have to take action in order to feel that feeling. You have to take action in life to feel angry. You have to take action in life to feel sad. You have to take action in life to feel embarrassed, and you have to take action in life to cause the feeling of confidence. But today, I want to shift our focus away from the things we do on the outside and detach our self-worth from our productivity and achievements. This is not an uncommon feeling, especially an uncommon feeling for people in America. It's basically the system that we are set up and bred into, is that our level of success is based on our title, the things that we've accomplished, degrees we have, places we've been, experiences we have. You know, a level of good enoughness is based on what we have to show for it compared to just being good enough for being, just being good enough for being alive and for being a miracle that's been brought into this world just by like a one in a million chance that you were born as you and experienced the things that you did to make you the person that you are today. That is deemed not good enough. And it's all the things that you do with the life that you've been given that mean your success. Well, fuck all that. It's great to accomplish things, and it's absolutely good to have goals and have aspirations and shoot for those things to, you know, have the successes that you feel you would like to experience in your life. But it doesn't determine your worth. It doesn't determine whether or not you're worthy of living or of being or being liked or being loved or that you are deserving of the experiences that you have. That comes from just being alive. So today, like I said, we're detaching our self-worth from our achievements. Let's talk about that why. Because if we break down why this happens, it's more likely that we can undo the thinking a little bit. The first big thing I've already mentioned, because it is such a big issue, dare I say, is the hustle culture. I hate the hustle culture. And it makes us think that if we're not working hard enough, that we'll never amount to anything. There is this consistent pressure to always be doing more, to have more, to be more. You know, that's the culture that we live in. That is American culture. More, bigger, better. And how can you achieve that? Another big why is we tie our identity to success. You know, hi, my name is Sarah Rittendale. I'm a journalist and I host a podcast called Wellish. Like, why is that how we introduce ourselves? You know what I mean? Like, we feel like we are our achievements. I mean, look at literally anybody. And like, yes, like it's who you are because it's maybe how you spend most of your life or, you know, what you've dedicated yourself to, but it doesn't, the thing that you do in the external does not pertain to your identity. And being able to detach the two would help detach your self-worth from your value. I mean, when you look around, you see it with anybody. Travis Kelce, football player. Taylor Swift, singer. He who shall not be named on this show, president of the United States. Dave from Waste Management, garbage truck driver. Like everything, everywhere you look, what people are doing. Steve Irwin, person who goes and plays with a bunch of exotic animals and experiences different places. You know, like wherever whoever you are, what you're doing ties into your identity. And like, sure, it's what you spend most of your life doing or what you've dedicated your life to. So it makes sense that your identity would be tied into it. But the stuff that you accomplish externally itself does not define who you are. You know, what if all of that stuff was pulled away, that was taken away from you? Who would you be then? Should you just roll over and die? No. Another big why is the fear of being lazy or unworthy. You struggle to rest and to slow down because if you do, you might fail. You might be, you know, not doing as much as you could. And if you fill your entire day with the full capacity of what you're capable of, and you're working on this work, 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 burnout, 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 work, 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 burnout, 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 burnout cycle, you are convinced that if you stop working, you will not achieve in your life what it is you're striving to achieve. And therefore, you'll suck. And another big why that really comes from a lot of this is the external validation. If we pack all of the achievements and accomplishments into our pockets, as many as we can, then at the end of our life, we'll be able to look back and say, wow, look at all we accomplished. I'm worthy. Wow, I can go to this party and tell people all of this stuff that I'm doing with my life, and I will seem cool and I'll seem good enough. We want the external validation. We want other people to see how fucking cool we are, how much we do, and know that that makes us so much better than Karen, the mom down the street that only does PTA meetings, you know? Let me make one thing so motherfucking clear. Your self-worth is not measured by your productivity. You are inherently valuable just by existing. Achievements and accomplishments come and go, but you, as you are, exists until death. And therefore, your self-worth exists until your death. And think about the way that achievements change throughout stages of your life and how you should have a certain kind of achievement done at a certain point in your life. You know, when you're a little kid, maybe running for school president is an achievement that deems you good enough. And then maybe when you're in high school, being cheer captain or football star makes you good enough. But like, if you were either of those things in adult life, it would be like, okay, fucking big deal. You move to college and you get a position in a resume worthy organization and you think, okay, fuck yeah, I'm doing it. I'm so good. I'm better than all these fuckers that aren't doing things to benefit their future. I'm so much better than the people drinking at the bar down the street. You know what I mean? But obviously, you know, when you leave college, you're like, okay, all of those organizations were fucking stupid. Like, who even, like, not that they were stupid, but you know what I mean? That like, they don't matter out in real world anymore. So then you get into real world and your worth is determined by how much money you make or the level of power you have in your career. Or if you start having kids, if you get married, if you bought a house, there's like these things that you're supposed to accomplish at this point in time. But then when you're older, again, you know, it's based on, are you still working? You haven't retired yet. You didn't do well enough for yourself that you didn't get to retire yet. You don't have a retirement fund. You didn't figure that out for yourself. You're not traveling the world with your significant other. You ended up in a retirement home. Yeah, I still own my own home and have two fully functioning legs. Yeah, you obviously, I'm doing so much better than you. You know, the accomplishments are always changing. Your worth never changes. You being deserving of life and goodness and happiness and peace and love never changes at any stage of your life, but the accomplishments around you change. Productivity is a tool. It's a tool to enjoy our life to the fullest experience. It's to go and do something with ourselves. It's to find our purpose and take advantage of this opportunity that we've been given to exist on Earth for these 100 years. It's not something that is used to determine if you're worth being here. Rest and joy are just as important as effort and success. Rest and joy are just as important as effort and success, and they make you one whole person. What it makes up one whole life that is all worthy of living. So you can't just hyper-focus on the success and effort and say that that's what makes you good enough when you're missing a whole half of things that are just as important. The productivity is just stuff you do. It doesn't determine who you are. I don't even know how this came to be. Like, how did we get so far into this? I mean, I know that we were like bred this way, like by our forefathers, but like, how the fuck did we get this far into it? Like, the fact that like your worth and the stuff out in life just have nothing to do with one another, but we've connected them so intensely that we really have to really unlearn that connection. It's wild to me. All right, before I have an aneurysm, let's talk about how we're actually going to separate it, because we really have to, otherwise I will have an aneurysm. The first one that is pretty obvious that I'm sure you know I'm going to say is shift your mindset. Like, listen to this, hear me, and understand that the two are not connected. So if you can reframe your mindset that your worth is not dependent on your productivity, you will start to untie the two from each other. Start seeing yourself and telling yourself that you are valuable beyond what you do in a day, what you've accomplished in this life. And then redefine success. Make it about fulfillment and not about productivity. How fulfilled can you get? How much and how often can you fill your cup? How much of your life can you spend trying to feel as peaceful and as happy and as confident and as loved and loving others and doing cool things and going to cool places? Like, what, and you know, that's if that fills you up, you know. And this is the biggest thing. A lot of the time, the things that we do that are productivity are things that make us feel full. We like to spend our lives doing these things. We like to spend our lives following the titles of things that we do: singer, writer, actress, businessman, content creator, you know, whatever. The things that we're doing typically fill us up. Otherwise, we wouldn't do them. And if they don't fill you up, you have to reflect, reassess, and shift. But making sure that that's the focus, that you're doing these things because they fill your cup, they make you feel good inside, not because doing them is going to mean that you're worth it. In order to really solidify this shift in your mind, you have to be compassionate with yourself, even on the unproductive days. You have to trust yourself and know that this stuff comes in flows and ebbs, and it ebbs and flows. And if sometimes you feel like you just don't have the energy for whatever it is that you typically do on a day-to-day basis, that is okay. Move slowly, even if it's super slow, even if you do one thing on your to-do list. And you know what? Some days you might do nothing, but if you move real slow and you just do the bare minimum, that's okay. Be nice to yourself about that and allow yourself that period and trust that you will get back to where you were and that you will get back to where you were quicker than if you just fucking power through and don't listen to your mind and body and burn yourself out. Then you're going to be doing nothing at all and you're, you know, gonna do that until you want to fucking jump off a building because you've determined that you suck for that. And then you have to, you know, move forward from there. Another way to unlearn this is to engage in activities that have no goal or outcome, like riding a bike or reading a book, things that just bring you joy and you're not expecting some like big to-do out of it. If you can do the things that fill you up more often and just appreciate them for what they are, it will help you realize that life is good and you deserve the things that bring you joy and bring you peace and happiness, and they don't have to mean something at the end of it. And by all motherfucking means, please, please challenge the hustle culture belief. Think about that more deeply. Think about how your self-worth is not determined by more work. And if you can challenge that belief, hopefully we can get more people to separate that idea and they just won't be correlated anymore. Can you imagine a world that hustle culture and self-worth were not one and the same, that you were allowed to hustle just for the sake of hustling and not because it meant that you were worthy of anything else, that you were good enough to exist in life? What the world would look like if that was the case? Just challenge that belief for the love of God. Okay, bitchachos, we've got your daily challenge and your journaling prompt. In order to lock this idea in, you need to take a little bit of action today while it's fresh on the brain, and you need to do a little bit of introspection, slow your mind down, and really think about how this applies to you and what you could do in your life in order to make this a thing, so that in your life, as the situations come up, you remember your small action and your small introspection, and you'll be able to apply it when necessary. So your daily challenge is take intentional rest today without guilt. Read for fun, take a slow walk, or do absolutely nothing. The world will keep spinning. I can feel you already being like, what? I have an agenda today already. I'll do that tomorrow. I've got an agenda. Just do one thing. Just do one thing. Take 15 minutes to just do something for the sake of doing it. For the love of God, you will be all right and your work will still be there. Your journaling prompt is, who are you beyond your achievements? How can you remind yourself of your worth outside of productivity? If you have it available, take the time to spend a little bit more time on this question, really figuring out who you are beyond your achievements. That's a big question and it's an important question. So take the time to figure those things out and then you can apply them to your life as they come up. Your worth is not something you earn. It's something you already have. Tomorrow, we're talking about something I'm so excited for because I just really learned about this not that long ago and it has been a whirlwind of excitement and irritation and frustration and goodness and happiness and fulfillment and aha moments. I love this. We're talking about setting internal boundaries, saying no to yourself. Please be hypervigilant today about separating your self-worth from your to-do list. If at any point there's anything accessible to share with me, let that be your daily challenge, things you learned from your journaling prompt, or just ways that this is showing up for you today. I would love to see and hear from you. Tag me in them at Wellish Podcast, at Sarah.Rittendale, or use the hashtag 28 days of self-love. If you have not already, make sure to subscribe to Wellish wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube so that you do not miss one day of the 28 days of self-love. Thank you so much for being here, and I will talk to you tomorrow.